With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Rage Against the Machine here at WAAF. It's Mistress Carrie trying to get you through the workday, the day after St. Patrick's Day. And I warned the gentlemen that have joined me in the WAAF studio that coming in here the day after St. Patrick's Day was going to be a very, very dangerous thing. Welcome, Mark Morton, Mark Morales, and Doc Coyle. Thanks for coming in and hanging out with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Have you noticed that everybody's moving a little bit slow today?
Is everybody hungover today?
Yeah, you think?
St. Patrick's Day in Boston.
Yeah, so there was a million people in Southie yesterday, the Irish neighborhood in Boston, and then Conor McGregor decided to show up after going to the Bruins game and crashed the parade yesterday, and it was like bedlam. The guy could run for mayor of Boston.
Dang.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I'm glad I wasn't there for that.
Where did you guys come from last night?
Canada. We played, was
Montreal.
Montreal, yeah. So we had a day off yesterday. We weren't trying to play a show on St. Patrick's Day in Boston.
You should have. It would have been a blast.
Might as well, right?
It would have been a blast. Is going through the Border Patrol easier coming out of Canada or going back in when you're a rock band on a tour bus?
Coming out, but I've noticed this. When you have a tour bus, they're a lot cooler. They're like, oh, the big deal. And they kind of, you know, as long as you have all your paperwork in order.
Coming out this time, one of the guards was a fan of my primary band, Lamb of God, so he was chatting me up the whole time about Lamb stuff, so I was hoping maybe that would grease the wheel a little bit.
Well, you bring it up. You guys are all members of other, can we call those the day jobs, and then Light the Torch is not the day job? So obviously, Mark Morton, you're a member of Lamb of God, and Doc, you're in Bad Wolves,
yes.
And then I don't want to call you the other Mark, because that's not nice, but Mark number two.
Morales.
You're in a band called Sons of Texas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I love the ma'am thing. Military guys and Southerners always bust out the ma'am thing.
Yes. Sorry.
No, I appreciate my
upbringing.
No, I appreciate it. It's very nice. So this project is what you guys do to relax when you're not out on the road with your other bands. Is that?
Yes, because Mark has to do all the work and I get to just chill out.
It really just kind of started as like a studio thing for me. I had all these kind of more rock songs that didn't fit into the frame of my day job, if you will, which is, you know, for your listeners that don't know, is kind of a pretty thrash metal band, pretty extreme metal band. So I had these songs come together and we recorded them, and I really didn't necessarily ever expect it to be a live thing or us to be touring, but, you know, we got the single banging right now and had some opportunities to go out and play shows with Light the Torch, and I grabbed these guys, friends of mine, great players, great singer, and just took hold of the opportunity. So here we are.
So you bring up the single because the album's called Anesthetic, and it's 10 songs, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago. It's just all your friends and all of these people just chiming in on different songs, different vocalists, different musicians. And the single kind of took everybody by surprise because I think a lot of people didn't know that Chester Bennington was working on this project and some of the other things he was doing before he died. So when the single came out, everybody was like, oh my God, there's these Chester vocals in this song that nobody knew existed.
Yeah, it's just such an amazing performance, too. I mean, I get to be a fan of the song, too, even though I was a part of putting it together and part of writing it. But just to listen to Chester sing like that again, he was so excited to scream again and be on something heavy. I mean, Linkin Park's so amazing, and they've got such longevity and such a great body of work. But more recently, it's been more kind of commercial and pop. And Chester still really was into those roots of metal, and he was thrilled about – we had such a good time recording this and writing it together. It's, you know, it was put into a different light a little bit since his passing, of course, and some of the subject matter of the song is a little dark, but honestly, when I think about it, when I hear it, we laughed a lot putting this together. We had a lot of fun. It was amazing watching him recording this, and it's just a really, really great opportunity I'm grateful to have had.
All right, well, I'm going to play it, and then you guys are going to hang out because you're going to play acoustic. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we have tickets and meet and greet passes for tonight at the Brighton Music Hall.
Fantastic.
All right, so this is the first single. This is Cross Off featuring Chester Bennington. You weren't kidding when you said Chester wanted to scream a little bit on that song. Cross Off, that is Mark Morton, Light the Torch. The new album is Anesthetic, and that song is featuring Chester Bennington, of course, from Linkin Park. A lot of people texting song to 97107 want to know what that one is.
Yeah, that's Cross Off. Yeah, it was just an awesome experience to write and record that with him, and it's been really cool to see it blowing up like it is, and it's, you know, now we're out on the road playing shows and performing it live, and it's a big one every night, so we're having a blast with it.
Song is heavy live.
Right? Yeah. Well, that was what I wanted to talk to you guys about, because when Mark and I spoke on the phone a couple weeks ago, when you put an album like this together that is just filled with cameo appearances, and then you want to take it out on the road, putting a band together that can cover the vocals of everybody from Chester to Jacoby Shaddix to Josh Todd, those are not small shoes, Mark. The other Mark. Mark
no,
number
they're
two.
Not. They're not small shoes at all. And I don't know how many times I told Mark, I'm like, dude, you know, there was a small, there was a little part of me that did not want to take this gig just because it was just, I mean, it's still a challenge, you know. And every day I kind of like refrain from talking so that I could preserve my voice and be able to, not really simulate, because I can't really simulate them, you know. I kind of make them my own. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you talk about all stars, you know, as far as vocalists, man, it's insane.
he really is. He's quiet all day. He's like, is Mark all right? And he's just saving it. But it's a tough gig, and I can't think of many people that could do it.
Well, it's one thing to be somebody like Robert Plant, right? That is, I mean, part of the reason why he doesn't want to put Led Zeppelin back together is he's got to compete with his own vocals. So it's one thing when you're a band and you got to compete with like your older work, but it's you. But when you're singing other people's vocals that are as diverse in sound as all of the singers on this album,
men and women, and some of the best in rock,
right? That's what I'm saying. You pulled out a who's who on this album, as far as, you know, I want to go through your phone and see who else you've got phone numbers for, because it's pretty impressive.
He's got some numbers.
Now, Doc, I don't know if you remember, but I accidentally bumped into you and stepped on your foot over the summer, so I wanted
to
apologize.
Nice shoes?
I don't know if you were, because
okay.
I didn't look down.
Always wearing nice shoes.
Okay. So, I might have took an offense if you were on my Jordans.
So I was standing on the side of the stage watching Five Finger Death Punch over the summer, and Bad Wolves was one of the bands on that tour. And I was trying to get out of the way, and Ivan's coming back and forth and changing his shirts and doing all that stuff. And I backed up out of the way, and I stepped on your foot, and I didn't realize it was you. And I turned around, and I was looking at your throat, because you're so much taller than me. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then
Did
I looked up.
My throat looked strange?
No, your throat looked fine, but I didn't realize it was you, and then I looked up and went, oh no, I just stepped on his foot. So I apologize.
All right, hope I didn't like say, hey, jive turkey. I'm gonna step off my clam.
My pretty throat.
Yeah, hopefully I was nice.
I didn't mean to stare at your throat. It was just like, right. Just imagine you take a picture next to somebody as tall as like Shaq or something, and you're like looking
that
at
tall. I'm more like 6'2".
Yeah, but you're tall, much taller than me. So I'm throat level with you. So I apologize, A, for staring at your throat, and B, for stepping on your shoes.
Right on. Well, no, it's actually really cool to be here, because Bad Wolves went really hard last year. We did like 9 months straight, and it's you know, I've known Mark since 1998, and I actually filled in for him in Lamb of God for a minute, so I'm very familiar with the style of playing, even though it's, even playing his riffs and his parts that he wrote is a lot, are big shoes to fill as well. This is just more like, it was a great opportunity. I had just the amount of time that I could do this and not kind of be away from Bad Wolves business for too long, and so I'm just... It is fun. It is, and it's not a vacation, because it is a lot of work, but it's just a very cool thing, because who knows if this is ever going to happen again, you know?
Yeah, well, especially coming into a place like Boston the day after St. Patrick's Day. You're going to have to wake us all up later.
Yeah. I wonder if there's going to be people who like, have tickets, and it's like, hey, dog, I ain't going to make it.
No, they're coming. If they got tickets, they're coming. You guys are going to hang out with me for a little while, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more. It's WAAF. So we got a suggestion for, I want to let you know who's in the WAAF studio with me. So Mark Morton is here, And we got a suggestion for Mark number two, because I don't want to call him Mark number two anymore. So somebody on the WAF text line from the 603 said we should call you Silent Mark because you only speak when it's urgent. I apologize, but I think Boston just gave you a nickname.
I am taking that and running with it. I will adopt that.
And then Doc Coyle is also here. You guys are playing tonight at the Brighton Music Hall. And we were talking about all the different bands. And you brought up Randy and Lamb of God earlier. And with all of you guys in other bands, I'm assuming that all of your other projects are supportive of you guys going out together. They're not freaked out that you're going to quit your other bands and just do this all the time, are they?
No, Randy's been super supportive. He came out and jammed with us. We started the tour in Richmond last week, and Randy came out. Because he does a song on the album, too, and he came out and sang that with us and took some pictures and hung out and super supportive of all the guys in Lamar for sure.
Well, I asked partly because, Doc, you're going to be back in town in August because Bad Wolves are touring with Papa Roach.
Yeah, this is a moonlighting type situation, but we're doing a new album right now. So one thing I'm really missing is they're like working on vocals. So they'll like send me a song and I'll like, you know, give them my notes and stuff. But that's really the only thing I'm missing right now. But it's all those guys, all the Bad Wolves guys are all friends with Mark and obviously like the record. And we'll probably see some of them when we go to L.A. at the end of the tour.
Back before technology was so fantastic, a band had to be in the same room to write a song together. And now you can be on separate continents and send each other music files and work on it that way. Is that how some of this writing happened with Anesthetic?
Some of it, for sure. We tried as much as possible. My producer Josh Wilbur and I tried as much as possible to get in the same room with the artists, with the singers and each performer on the album. Even just musically, there's so many performers and then a different vocalist on every song. So whenever we could, we brought them into the studio and got together, because there's just something about that energy when you're really physically in the same room that is ideal. But there were quite a few cases when that wasn't possible because of scheduling or whatever. So, you know, each song had a different kind of process.
We're talking about all the artists that are on it. So for somebody that's just tuning in, the album, Anesthetic, it's got 10 songs. Just list some of the artists that you got to perform on it, whether they're singing or playing.
Yeah, so obviously Chester Bennington, Mark Lanegan, who I'm a huge fan of, Jacoby from Papa Roach, Miles Kennedy, Mike Inez from Alice in Chains played bass on about half the album. You and I are both fans of the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
I'm a massive
Black Crowes
fan.
It's almost like stalker level fan of the Black Crowes.
I mean, really,
it's really
like,
bad.
I'm a massive fan.
Yeah.
So I got Steve Gorman, the drummer for the Black Crowes. He played drums on a couple songs, including the song Blur that Mark Morales here sings on the album. Mark Ford, their lead player, he's the only guest guitar player on the album. I played all the guitars on the album except for one solo that Mark Ford did, because I'm just that big a fan.
Well, how can you tell like one of your favorite guitar players from one of your favorite bands, like, no, dude, I got this? Like, you kind of have to let him play.
Well, I chased him down. I asked him.
Well, you guys got a song ready to play acoustic, so I'm assuming these songs didn't get written acoustic, that you had to figure out how to play them acoustic because you wrote them electric.
Yeah, this one's a pretty mellow tune, this song Reveal. And it lends itself, I think, to the acoustic treatment. And on the album, it features an amazing singer, Naima Maddox. And she's a really phenomenal vocalist. And Mark does a great job.
Yeah, so like what you were talking about earlier, that you're not just singing a guy rock vocalist. You're covering women, too.
Yes.
Good luck, Silent Mark.
Yeah, it's been a challenge, man. But it's been fun. It's been great.
All right, so that's what you guys are going to play, right?
Yeah, the song's called Reveal.
All right. That was Mark Morton and Light the Torch. That one's called Reveal from the album Anesthetic. We're going to move your microphones back over so that we can talk to you some more. We had to get them out of the way because we got the cameras in here, so you'll be able to watch video and everything later at WAF.com. How's your voice feeling? We were talking earlier because you work with the same vocal coach, right? What was that lady's name that we
were? Melissa Cross.
Yeah, every band that comes through, Johnny from Nothing More, David Draymond from Disturbed, you guys all work with the same. She is like the patron saint of rock and roll vocalists.
She is, man. Our label actually got me connected with her. And just a couple of times on Skype or whatever. And then one time she was actually... I think her mom was in San Antonio, where it's not too far from where I live. I live down way down south in McAllen, Texas, so about 4 hours south of San Antonio. And I met her there, and we just had a little sesh. there in her room. It was great, man. It was awesome. Very educational.
Well, according to some of the people texting in at 97107, if the rock and roll singing thing doesn't work out, you have a great future as a sex line worker. Because
well, people, hello there.
Yeah, exactly. You got that little Barry White vibe going on a little bit.
Golden throat, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are playing at the Brighton Music Hall. I want to give away a pair of tickets. So we're going to go caller 7 right now on the Framingham Ford studio line, 617-764-WAF. You're going to get a pair of tickets to the show, and you're also going to get meet and greet passes so they can hang out with you guys.
All right.
And then you brought up this song earlier, and I wanted to talk to you about Mark Lanegan, because one of my favorite songs from the album is Access. And there's just something, again, about that vocal that just pops out of the song. And I want to play it, but I want you to talk to me about the song first.
Yeah, I was just, it, what a thrill to be able to collaborate with Mark Lanegan. I'm such a huge fan of Screaming Trees on through his work with Queens of the Stone Age and his solo stuff. His album Bubblegum is just one of my favorites. And he's just an awesome, unique voice and so much character and texture to his voice and great lyrics. It was just, I was super stoked to write with him. And it wound up becoming one of my favorites off the album as well. I wrote the original version of the song and sent it to Mark Lanegan, and he laid the vocal that very much like you hear on this, on Axis. And when I got it back, I had my producer wipe all the music, just give me his vocal and a click, and I rewrote the entire song to his vocal, just because hearing his lyric and his whole melody line and everything just kind of spun me in a different direction. It's the first time I've ever written a song like that, but I'm really stoked with how it turned out.
There's a difference between being a singer and being able to sing and having a voice that as soon as you hear it, you know exactly who it is, that it's that distinctive, and he has one of those voices for sure.
Yeah, and he's just cool too. He's got that cool factor.
All right, we're going to play it because I'm talking about it and I love it so much. So this is Axis off of Anesthetic featuring Mark Lanegan. It's WAAF. Now you know what I'm talking about with the distinctive vocals. That's Mark Lanegan singing. I love that song so much. That's Axis. And Mark Morton here in the WAF studio with Silent Mark now. You've been dubbed. There's no getting away from it now. And Doc Coyle, who are playing with Light the Torch at the Brighton Music Hall tonight. And you have a theory that I think is right, because I'm such a diehard Black Crowes fan. Part of the reason why I love that song so much, it's because it's got a little Black Crowes in it.
Yeah. It's got Steve Gorman on drums and Mark Ford on the lead guitar on that one. And what a thrill to get to work with those guys as long as I've been listening to them.
But you just go back and listen to that song and you realize, like, okay, you know, Lanegan's vocals are just ridiculous. He's just got that voice.
It's just, what a cool combination of people. That's Mike Inez on the bass on that song, and Miles Kennedy doing the oohs and ahs and the background vocals and stuff. Just what a cast of characters on that one.
There's a guy who can hit some high notes, Mark. Like, that's not a joke to try and sing Miles Kennedy songs.
No, it sucks having to do it. But I, you know, try to make it my own, man. But yeah, Miles Kennedy is insane. You know, I toured with them with my band, Sons of Texas. This was about, I'd say about a year ago, and every night, man, like without fail.
Now, which one of his 12,000 bands was he tour? Was he with Slash? Was he playing with Alter Bridge?
Alter Bridge.
Oh, okay,
it was Alter Bridge, and yeah, man, slayed every night. Just, and you know, and I'd watch the show because I mean they put on a phenomenal show, and just every night, dude, just hit those notes. I'm like, how the hell does he do that?
Yeah,
and he had your job with Slash because he had to sing all those singers.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. No big deal. Just sing Axl songs from Axl in his heyday.
And Miles is like the anti-rock star. He's the most down-to-earth, humble dude, like just awesome, like just chill. No ego, no attitude. Awesome cat.
He really is, man.
Do you have to get punched in the nuts to hit Miles Kennedy like notes? Because I'm a girl, and even when I try to sing him in the shower, it doesn't work.
It's all in the jeans, sweetheart. It's all in the jeans. See, I really typically don't wear these kinds of tight jeans. If you can zoom in on these pants here.
Is that why I'm hitting all the high notes? Because I got the tightest jeans.
Until he started hanging around Doc.
Did you not see the pants that Robert Plant was wearing in like 1973? It's no wonder he could hit those songs.
Revealing those.
You could tell everything about him.
Speaking of reveal.
Well, when Mark Tremonti was here, because he was touring with Tremonti with Seven Dust, and they were at the House of Blues, like, I don't know, maybe a month ago. And he was up in the studio, and I told him, I'm training for the Boston Marathon, so I'm running the marathon a month from today. And I told him that some of those Alter Bridge songs keep coming up in my playlist, because it's really hard to have all that music and try to pick a playlist of songs that are going to inspire you to do something you absolutely positively do not want to do whatsoever, which is run a marathon. So I just put it on random, and some of those deep track Alter Bridge songs are so good. And I'm just like, when are you guys putting out another album? And Mark Tremonti's like, but I got this Tremonti project, and then you're asking me about Creed. And it's like, you guys, you got 7,000 bands to ask you about, and I got to ask you about all of them.
That's so awesome. Yeah, well, it just being prolific, man, you know what I mean? Trying our best.
We can't sit still.
Well, you did yesterday because you were hiding from me, and that's the last thing I'm going to say to you before I let you guys go, is that you came into Boston on St. Patrick's Day, and you hid from me because you had a show tonight. I will never let you live it down.
I went down to, what is it called? Tommy, it's a little pub, Irish pub.
Name the Irish pub in Boston.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, someplace close by. It was like Tommy Doyle's or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, it was great, man. Nice little bar. Cool people. There was a little band playing. Chick on the fiddle. It was great, man.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
That,
there you go. That's the way you should spend St. Patrick's Day. But you guys were in your hotel because you had to borrow acoustics because you don't have them to tour with.
Yes, we did. I don't drink anymore, so I stayed in my hotel room and strummed this lovely acoustic guitar that Mr. Music in Alston, Massachusetts loaned me.
It's from Alston Rock City, so we got to thank them for helping you guys come in and play acoustic today.
These are beautiful guitars, too. They sound great.
Well, you guys are playing tonight, Brighton Music Hall. Thank you so much for coming in today. It was great having you. Doc, we'll see you in August.
That's right.
And then
hopefully I can yell at Tommy and get him to come in here.
We'll Oh, I would love to have Bad Wolves come up and play. You guys are playing with Papa Roach at the Palladium Outdoors in August. And details on that show are up on the concert page at WAF.com. And then I got to ask you, because people are texting in, just about what's going on with Lamb of God. Are you guys working on a new album? What's going on?
We are, So we finished up this tour, I guess, at the end of next week. And I go home for a week, and then I'm back in the studio with Lamb doing pre-production and writing for the next Lamb of God album. Don't have a date on it yet. Maybe late this year, if not sometime, probably first half of next year. We've got touring coming up. We're touring North America in May, opening for Slayer. And then we're off to Europe for a few weeks, too. And then hopefully at some point, maybe get some more gigs with this project.
And a vacation.
Yeah, maybe.
You're making me tired just talking about it.
I can't sit still.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming and hanging out with us, and have a great show tonight.
Thanks so much for all the support.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.